Thank you for calling the Depra Provera help team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
Yes, I am.
Sure. And just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Now, were you filing on behalf of yourself or on behalf of a family member? Were you the one diagnosed with meningioma, or was it a family member?
It was me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear.
I've been on that shot since 2020, since 2000, since my son was born. He was born in 2000.
Okay. Well, so a good long while, actually. You've been
Yes,
on it.
indeed.
Okay,
Yes, indeed.
and what date were you diagnosed with the meningioma?
I was diagnosed with meningioma back in 2014.
2014. Okay. Any idea of the month?
I want to say around July.
July? Okay, perfect. Thank you. Let me put that in there. And then you're a U.S. resident, right?
That's correct.
Living in the state of
Texas right
Texas.
now, yeah.
Are you guys getting rained on still?
No, it's actually cold here.
Oh yeah, we're pretty cold. But we're on the West Coast. It's in the 40s early morning, but it warms up to like the mid 60s for us, so it's not too bad. Just gotta wear like a jacket. How cold are you guys
Right.
getting?
Right now it's 55. It was 32.
Oof, 32 is too cold. Water starts freezing at 32. No, thank you. And then real quick, are you the only one that used the depot that ended up getting meningioma, or do you know anyone else that did too?
Well, my other family member that had it, she passed away.
Oh no.
So she died in 2008. Yeah.
Oh wow, I'm sorry to hear that. And
And I don't think I can even remotely get no conversation for her.
right, no, you'd be correct on that. So I'll put not applicable on that section. But just to confirm, this was the brand name, not the generic Depo-Provera that you used for at least 1 year and 4 times in a year. Is that correct?
Actually, I was going to get that shot every 3 months.
3 months. Okay. Yep. So 4 more times a year. Got it. And then you started using it after 1992. You said around 2000, right?
Yeah, I got the, yeah, after I had my son.
Okay, and what month was your son born in?
March 21st, 2000, I got the first shot on March the 22nd of 2000.
Okay.
They gave it to me before I left out the hospital.
Right, got it.
Yeah.
And then when did you stop using the depot?
I stopped using the depot. I want to say give or take around 2000 when my cousin died, 2008.
2008. Okay. In 2008,
And
and
I was diagnosed with meningioma in 2014.
right, and when in 2008 when you stopped using it, do you have an idea around what month by chance, ballpark?
I want to say November 2008 because it was giving me
November.
real bad headaches and stuff.
Yeah, I can
And it
imagine.
also made me gain a lot of weight.
Oh no, that's always tough. I'm a few pounds over myself right now, so I'm trying to
I'm
get
more
rid.
than a few pounds over.
And real quick for the recording, can you confirm your gender for the recording?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And then spell out your first and last name.
Melissa, MELISSA, Jackson, JACKSON.
Perfect. And then what would be the best email address for you?
Melissa Jackson 5050 at yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com. And 1 second, I'm gonna sneeze. I don't want to sneeze in your ear. Oh, it went away. If I'll make sure to cup the mic in case I have to sneeze. So that's Melissa Jackson 5050 at Yahoo.com. And then what's the best callback number for you? What's your cell phone if we got disconnected?
Eric call 512-995-3498.
Perfect. Thank you. And what is your present mailing address?
1703 Larkwood Court. You spell it LARKWOODCT, Austin, Texas, 78723.
Oh, no way. You live in Austin? What a great city. Fun city. It's been maybe close to, like, I would say six, maybe 7 years since I was there. I made the big mistake of going there in August. Holy smoke, that's some kind of different world heat right there. That Texan heat's no joke. Let me tell you that.
Yes, it is.
Man, but I would go again. It was people were very lovely and pleasant, and just lots to do there. And then when you were diagnosed with the meningioma, at what hospital or medical center or facility was that?
It was Earl K. Long Medical Hospital. But now Earl K. Long is no longer existing. They tore it down.
Oh, okay. Give me the name again, a little slower, please.
Earl K. Long Hospital in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Oh, in Baton Rouge, okay. Yeah. So then are you a Saints fan or are you a Cowboys fan?
I'm a Saints fan.
Okay. So you're originally from Louisiana?
Yep.
Yeah. What took you to Texas?
My mom.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Family will definitely get you to move across state lines for sure. And then real quick, do you recall what your diagnosing doctor's name was?
No, I don't.
Oh.
But that was so many years ago.
Right. Okay. And let me put. Let me put this here that it's no longer an active hospital, and that was the one that diagnosed you and treated you back then.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, when you were getting the shots, was it a doctor giving it to you, or were they prescribing it and you were picking it up and doing it yourself?
No, they was giving it to me. They sell.
Okay, and what medical clinic was that? Was that also at Earl K. or?
It started off at Earl K. Long and then it went to the Baton Rouge Health Unit.
Okay.
The Baton Rouge Health Unit on Florida Boulevard in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
On Florida Boulevard?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me see if I can find the one on... No, I only see one on 12th Street. Let me see.
The Baton Rouge Health Unit?
Well, I typed in Baton Rouge Health Unit, and it just pulls up the East Baton Rouge Parish Health Unit on 12th Street.
That's it.
Okay. It shows on 12th Street, though, not Florida. But if that's the one, I'll just pop that in there. And then by chance, do you recall that doctor's name?
No, because it'd be different ones every time.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Okay. So let me put that in here. In the medical notes, I'm going to put... Okay, I see that here, and then let me grab the address, and we're just about done here. You weren't previously diagnosed with cancer before the meningioma, right?
Okay.
Okay, and then Either yourself or the facilities or the doctors will have copies of the records, right?
I'm pretty sure they would.
Okay. And then this next one just asks for an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically, they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
No.
No, okay.
Yeah, the one you looked at on 12th Street is the address 353 North 12th Street.
Yep, that's the one.
That's it. Yeah,
Okay,
that's it.
perfect.
And their phone number is area code 225
Yep,
242
I see it.
4862.
Yes, thank you for confirming that. I see that there. And then the last portion here is just for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
December 7, 1973.
And the social?
I normally don't get my social out over the phone because there'd be a lot of scams.
Right. I just need the last
But
four.
4380.
Okay. And then happy belated, by the way. Your birthday just passed. Do you do anything cool or just nice and relaxing?
Relax and chill with family. That's all I wanted to do this year.
Yeah. I feel the same. I'm getting ready to text you an automated text message through DocuSign right now. It is going to come to you via text message and email. You can open it up either
Okay.
way.
All right. I'll probably look at it on my text.
Okay, yeah, either way. I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see. And then I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to tap next.
Okay. Doctor Fine. And it's a class action lawsuit, so this might take years.
It's actually a mass tort case. So class action suits, the judge awards a certain amount, and then that's divvied up evenly among each participant. With a mass tort case, it's gonna be separate for each person, depending on the severity of the ailment and if there were multiple ailments and such. So once you get a call from the firm directly, which after we e-sign here, they should call in about a week or so to introduce themselves. They're going to be your best, if you have any questions regarding compensation or how long it's going to take for them, they would be the ones to give you those answers just because they're attorneys. No one here are attorneys. We're just intake specialists. So our job is to ask the questions and put them in the DocuSign for you to go over electronically. So again, let me know if you get stuck, if it, if you hit a yellow submit button and it doesn't do anything, then we might have missed a signature somewhere.
Okay.
And what is your
Okay.
screen? What does the screen read now?
It said, I'm done.
Okay, let me refresh, make sure it came through on my side. And that way I can confirm that. Yep, that shows completed on my end. So you're all set for now. Like I said, you'll be getting a call from the firm in about a week or so they can call, introduce themselves. More importantly, they're going to double check the work that I sent them over, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that. And then they'll leave you a voicemail if they can't get a hold of you, if you're not by your phone or you're tied up or something. But other than that, you're all set. And again, happy belated birthday, okay?
Thank you.
Bye.